Alex and Petal finally talk. Brendan and Kaylee are a thing. And I think Harry needs to see a dermatologist. Stick around on the A-List After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz begins.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah!
We're back! Thank you guys for joining us back. We have a live chat, so if you are joining us live, keep chatting with us. Give us those theories, those questions, those thoughts. I am your host, Ollie Drennan. I'm joined by the fantastic, wonderful RTJ, who's super experienced in camping. I am not. That's why he's here. I can host, but I am not. I don't know anything about camping, and that's why RTJ, you're here with me, right?
Yeah, I am the camp master.
Exactly. And I am so inexperienced. I'm like Harry, basically. Yeah. And you are, I feel like you're...
I'm basically Amber at this point.
You are Amber.
I'm Amber.
You're Amber. Or maybe you're one of the camp counselors as you...
I'm, who's been on the island for forever?
Dave?
No, who died?
Midge?
Yeah.
Just don't turn out like
Midge,
okay?
No. We don't... No, no.
No, not at all. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Like I said, we have the live chat. If not joining us live, that's totally fine. Give us a comment and keep talking because the show doesn't end here. We got lots to talk about. We got to talk about Midge. Amber. We gotta talk about who else am I missing? We're Mia, hello. Mia. Kaylee and Brendan. They're a thing now. Poor Zach. Oh, poor boy. And this episode just kind of ends on a sad note. But before we get to those sad notes, I wanna know, Archie, you know, what are your overall thoughts on this episode?
Well, I'm really excited that Petal and Alex have reconnected.
Right.
But I'm feeling like we're getting somewhere. We're getting closer to more answers. We're getting closer to taking down Amber, but will we? I feel like she's gonna rise above at all costs, but I'm excited to find out more.
Yeah, I love this episode. It was called episode 10, it was called Poison. I think that says a lot about the character of Amber. Mm-hmm. We still don't know everything about her, but she is very toxic. One of my favorite words ever.
Yeah.
So toxic. So the episode is called Poison, and she is this substance that infiltrated the camp at this point, and she's just infecting everyone with the control, her influence. She's poison!
She's poison!
That girl is poison.
Oh, go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
No, you're saying.
No, I was just saying that... It's been interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know the words? We have some of the rights. No, I don't want it to get taken down. No, YouTube. You know, YouTube's cracking down on us.
But I feel like as things have progressed, she's spoken more, too. Because at first, she was this weird mystery girl with this blonde hair who would just, like, mind read people.
Right.
But now she's actually talking and being mean and aggressive and saying, oh, you'll never blah, 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 blah. I'll be able to get in your head, too. She has more speaking lines. I didn't feel like she had that at first.
You're so right.
Yeah.
I love that you brought that up because she is getting more comfortable now that she is. She thinks that she's Queen B or Queen A.
Yeah, I love that you love that.
You know?
I'm just saying.
Like, she's so comfortable. She's a little bit too comfortable. So why don't we get to our first topic?
Yeah.
Our first topic is kind of the new Losers Club. I don't know if you've seen it, but a lot of these characters are turning into losers as deemed by Amber. You know, Zach is no longer with Kaylee anymore. Mm-hmm. Kaylee's with Brendan. So now Zach and Brendan kind of flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Harry's kind of like in the same boat of joining everyone finally. And we obviously, Alex and Petal, they're kind of like on the outskirts as well. So what are your thoughts on some of these characters and how some of them have switched in this episode?
It's very clicky. It doesn't feel like there's much loyalty besides Mia and Alex, who are now really strong allies and friends. But it's kind of unfortunate, even for the more so negative side of things, for people on Amber's ship. You know, people are jumping ship and then getting back on. It's just like, pick a side. I think Nicki Minaj said that. So,
did she? I'm more of a Cardi fan. No, I'm kidding. I love Nicki, even though she retired.
Yeah.
Sad face. But I do really like you brought up the whole conversation with Alex and Petal and how they reconciled. Mm-hmm. And they're just friends. And I think, you know, I'm a shipper.
God.
I'm sorry. I'm biased. I like to ship people. But at the same time, it was cool.
Like to what people?
Ship people. Ship. S-H-I-P. I like to put people together and think of them as a couple because...
That's what that means. I was still trying to figure
out
even
what that
ship
means?
Was.
Oh, that is so millennial. It's like a millennial thing.
I'm old.
You're a millennial.
I'm old.
I'm older than you.
You are.
Anyways, people, it was cool because they kind of, even though I still think, and I think you agree with me, Alex likes pedal more than she'd like to say.
Just go ahead and make out and get it over with. I'm so sick of this already.
But it's nice to see friends.
Oh, please.
Talk.
Yeah, talk.
And kind of come to this point of, I guess, accepting the friend zone. Because a lot of people can't accept the friend zone.
True. I don't know. It also is a really good depiction for, you know, the, like, gay community to maybe... I'm making Alex gay. I don't know why, but I feel like she has to get comfortable with herself.
Queer. Let's say queer.
There you go. I feel like she has to get comfortable with herself.
Right.
And I don't feel like she's there yet. Yeah. So Petal has to just understand and be in that friend zone. But the conversation started off a little awkward, and then it, you know... They're here for each other.
No, but it totally speaks of the queer community because the queer community, I think everyone has their own designated path and some people are out, some people are not. And it's not nothing to be ashamed of, but it's an prime example of Petal and Alex. They're on two different paths of their, if we are calling Alex queer, which she even says that she's genderqueer.
I think episode two she said that.
Yeah,
she did.
But everyone's progress is different and that's okay and there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
And it's, everyone has their journey and... It's beautiful and no rush. It's not a race at all.
I kind of want to rush her.
A little bit.
Come on now.
We're biased people. We're biased, but we're also advocates and allies. Before we get on to our next topic, Archie J, you have something to tell the good people at AfterBuzz because we love everyone.
Yeah.
Our viewers and our subscribers.
Well, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. And for us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, make sure you hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us that 5-star rating and subscribe and like and all that fun stuff. But no matter where you are, make sure you leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. We love that. Being a part of the AfterBuzz family has meant so much to all of us, and we just want to say we truly appreciate your support, and you're just helping us do what we love. So don't forget to tell your friends and to keep enjoying all of the shows we have to offer.
Yes, absolutely. Very well said. Couldn't say it better myself.
Thanks, Jordan.
And you know what else is very beautiful and well said?
What?
Well, I guess not well said, but was beautiful was seeing Luca scarf down, you know, Mia's biscuits. I don't know if you remember that scene, but Mia biscuits. I thought those were cookies. So is that a British thing? Someone please let me know.
No, yes, it is.
Cookies are biscuits.
Yes.
And I know, like, chips are fries.
Yes.
Okay. I'm still trying.
I lived in London for a minute.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Wait, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, this is another reason why Archie's here with me, because he has knowledge of the UK, right?
Yeah.
Is that the right term? I'm such a California person.
I can't even go on with you. Across the pond.
But yeah, that's really cool. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I just forgot.
I studied abroad.
Oh my gosh. So did you go to camp abroad too?
My camp was in the States. I studied abroad in London.
Okay. I just want to clarify people because I'm sure everyone who's listening needs to just know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't camp, so I'm a loser. But can we talk about Luca and Mia reuniting and how Mia found a plastic bag full of all of their cell phones just tossed in the stream, the river. So they are completely off the grid, and I think even in an earlier episode, or maybe it was this episode, Dave would, like, destroy the phone.
Well, he destroyed their phone, but even when they were doing a group setting, Dave had them put all their phones in a box. And Alex, remember she was like, why? And she eventually did it, and I think he tossed their phones.
Damn.
Because he had ruined the phone in the office. So he's the phone. He's trying to get rid of all evidence. He wants everybody to die on the island. He's horrible. I don't like you.
Amber has
gotten... I'm too invested. I don't like you, Dave.
Amber has gotten into his head so very well.
Yeah.
And...
so sad, too. You're a grown man.
But it's cool to see that Mags is totally suspecting of him. Suspecting?
Yes! She gets the gun!
Yeah. The flare gun.
The flare gun?
Yes.
Mags is ready.
She shoots it. But, like, nothing happened, you know? Like,
she sent, like, an SOS.
Yeah.
But no one saw that.
I know. It was kind of, like, not
Or maybe
ever
we don't know.
Right. But how long do those stay up? Those don't stay up that long.
That's a good question.
Google that, or if you're joining us live in the chat, let us know how long do flares stay up? Because I don't even know. I never camp like Archie. Archie, you should know this.
We didn't have flare guns just tossed around under our beds as 14-year-olds.
No? Oh.
It lasts 10 minutes.
Okay, so they clearly want you to die at that camp that you went to. Can we get to our next topic of Midge?
Yeah.
Because Midge is apparently a spirit that's alive through the plants because the chemicals are somehow tied into the plant life on the island. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a laboratory. There's so much going on. But apparently Midge is communicating through the plants. At least that's what Alex kind of theorized along with Petal. But what were your thoughts on that? Do you agree with that, or do you think something else is happening with Midge's spirit? Not even spirit, because she's still alive, apparently.
Well, it's a lot of far-fetched ideas.
Very far-fetched.
In this show, so it's very easy to believe that this girl could very, very much so be alive and in the plants. And when they said that, I was like, oh, okay, great. Now I have clarification. The girl's in the plants because I thought she was a spirit. You know, so this validated it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I got an answer, so I thought.
Well, I was really scared because Harry's arm. Do you remember Harry's arm?
Yes, and you know who did that? Amber.
Amber. Amber's really creeping me out because she can make you see things that aren't actually real, and I really felt bad for Harry because she was trying to get into Harry's head. I don't think he's like Alex. He can't be controlled by Amber. Uh-huh. Too many names. And then he was just scratching the hell out of himself.
Yeah, she, like, made him see that, like, different. She made him see that he had scars and like, you know, poison ivy on his hand.
Yeah.
But then when Zach was looking, was it Zach or Dev?
I think it was Zach.
It was Zach. He was with Zach, and Zach was looking at his arm, and nothing was on there.
Mm-hmm.
So she, again, was doing this mind game thing, and he was losing it. But then eventually, as we see the show goes on, he eventually just stops, and as if the spell worn off. Just very weird.
Yeah, you know what else is weird? Was this last activity. Mm. This last activity that we've kind of find out through Alex.
Yes.
She goes through the belongings of Amber or Dev or one of them, and she finds this little pamphlet of the last, or all of the activities.
Amber's bag.
Yeah. And there's
with the watch in it.
Right. And then that's when Dev saw the watch too.
Mm-hmm.
And he started remembering.
Yeah.
And so many things happen in this episode. But there's this last activity, and it's the peregrine hunt, right?
Yes.
The hunt.
Correct.
And that stuff sounds really scary. I feel like someone's going to die.
It sounds like the Purge.
So, yeah. And they're in the middle of nowhere. They're off the grid. So these kids are probably going to start dropping like flies. So what are your thoughts on this hunt? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it all just a game?
At this point, my thoughts are, wow, their parents don't love them because they sent them to this place and no one can communicate with your parents. The hunt, definitely setting all these kids up for failure. I don't feel like it's a success thing at all. The hunt is what I equate to what happened to Midge.
Ooh.
You know? It's the last event of the summer. Amber's all excited about the hunt. When, what's homegirl's name?
Which one?
Kaylee. She told them that the hunt was coming because she was there last year and she remembered.
Okay.
It's not going to be good. Why are you laughing?
No, because I want to ask you a quick question before we move on to our news and special segment.
Yeah.
Because this episode kind of wraps up here.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think, if this this idea of the hunt and someone, you know, maybe getting killed in the hunt or dying accidentally, like Midge did last year, who do you think out of our cast would kind of follow suit of that if that were to happen? And let us know if you're listening, watching.
Follow suit of what?
Who would die like Midge, like last year? Who out of our cast you think would die in this hunt? Quote unquote hunt.
Well, the scene, the whole show sets it up to be Mia, but I don't think it would be Mia that would pass.
No. She's too much gone for her.
Exactly. It would be
Amber.
Amber or Kaylee.
Oh, Kaylee.
Yeah.
You just think she's completely expendable.
At all costs.
As long as it's not Jenna, because we love our Jenna, right?
I'm over Jenna.
Oh, okay. Well, that's for another podcast, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have some news for us, though, right, Archie?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, I was doing some lurking.
Yeah, right?
And you know my number one place to lurk is on Instagram.
Same.
And our boy Dev, his real name is Jacob Dubman. He has a new gig, as we've loved seeing him on the A-list, which has been super fun. But he posted He posted just 8 hours ago, actually today, excited to announce I have joined the brilliant cast of Fate for Netflix, which will have begun filming in Ireland. It's kind of magic.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good for him. I know, right? Not only does he look like Shawn Mendes.
He does.
He has another gig on Netflix. Netflix clearly loves these
kids. They love their family, yeah. Netflix
loves their family. And Brendan, he's the actor that plays him, also has like a billboard in Hollywood on another Netflix thing. It's called...
Yeah. Oh, The Stranger or...
No, it's... I believe it's Top Man. I think that's what it's called.
Top Man.
Yeah, it's really cool. So shout out to him. I mentioned...
Go ahead.
Oh, is that... No, go ahead.
No, you go.
No.
Well, he's posted on his bio on Instagram. He has three shows going up: The A-List, Medici, The Magnificent, and also The Stranger. And okay. I guess this new one that he posted today called Fate. And whatever you saw on the billboard.
Okay. Well,
he's booked.
Yeah. And these kids are really young, so shout out to them. And I just hope they're booked for season two. So, unfortunately, we do have to wrap up this particular episode. Yeah. We still got one more to cover today. But before we do, we want to end on a wonderful note. And our wonderful note is our special segment called MVC, Most Valuable Camper of the Week.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
So, who do you think was the most valuable camper in this episode?
The most valuable camper. You got to give it up to Mags.
Mags?
Mags is going to save the day. She got a small scene on this episode, but she is going to come in and win.
Okay. That's funny because Mags isn't a camper, though.
Oh, you're
but
right.
I do like that you kind of thought outside the box and gave it to her. She can give it.
You gave it to her last week. Calm
no,
down.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Roll the tape back.
We will get that tape. We'll look and see if I did say Mags. But I would say anything else about Mags? No. Because it was a badass scene, I will say.
Yeah, she's like...
She's like, I'm going to show you, Dave. This is what you get.
SOS.
We're throwing and breaking our phones.
And she also talked about their love life, right?
Did she?
Was that this
I one? Missed that.
No, she was just like, I feel like your attitude has changed. I thought you kind of liked me. And then he was just blank. Remember?
Oh.
And they were under the desk. The kids.
That went over my head because I thought she just was talking about like in terms of friends and like companionship.
No, it definitely seemed flirterization.
All right. Yeah. Well, I would have to say, out of all the campers, that was MVC. I want to say Mags now. I wasn't going to say her, but I will say Zach, just because I felt bad for him.
Mm. Sympathy vote.
Yeah, because I just sympathize with him, and because he's really tied to Kaylee, but Kaylee's with Brendan now, mm-hmm. and I thought it was cool to see him interact because we don't know much about him other than he's Kaylee's boyfriend. It was cool to see him interact with like Harry and some of the other characters and kind of not be in that group of the plastics. No, I'm kidding. Amber's group. But any more thoughts until we wrap up for the next episode?
That does it, friend.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 10, Poison, after show of the A-List on AfterBuzz TV. Archie J, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me everywhere at Archie J Speaks.
Yes, and I'm Ollie Drennan. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Dreamer. Until then, we are also covering episode 11. Stick around, everyone. See you soon.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.